All right, good evening, all you cartoon addicts out there, and let's get ready to dive into another thrilling episode of the Cartoon Rewind Podcast. Of course, I am Frank, your host, and joining me as always are my partners in crime, not one, but two of them, the Bert and Ernie of the show. That's right, I'm going with Bert and Ernie this time.
Oh, hell no.
All right? Yes. And I'm going to let you guys decide who's who.
Absolutely not.
Because I just don't want to get involved in that. Of course, you know I'm talking about Rolly and the walking encyclopedia of all cartoons, Mr. Gemini himself. Now, before we get into today's episode, do us a favor. You got to remember to smash that subscribe button. You got to drop us a comment, and you got to share our videos. Throw us a like our way. You can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, basically anywhere where you watch your podcast. That's where you would find us. And, of course, we have a new home, too, which Rolando's going to talk to us about that in a second. And, of course, for more cartoon clips, amazing cartoon clips, and I know this because I'm the one that posts them, right? You got to check us out on Instagram and TikTok. Now, Rolly, what is this thing I was talking about, a new home for us?
Hey, Bert. How you doing, Bert?
Oh, hell no. Hell to the knock.
Well, it's where I keep my rubber duckies, Bert. Rubber ducky, here's that one. Okay, Bert. Bert, come here, Bert.
The toy group was just upset because Bert and Ernie is a couple, and he doesn't want to be a couple.
Exactly. I feel
offended. Hey, just because they sleep in the same bed. I mean, in the same
room. They sleep in the same room. Yeah. All right, bro. You know how expensive rent is on Sesame Street?
It's non-existent. You know?
It's expensive rent. It's expensive
it's
rent.
Expensive.
And it's I'm trying to think of what is it when it's a tenant when they lock the rent.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
So yeah, they can't leave. They can't leave. It's controlled. Tenant controlled, something like that?
Yes.
Rent controlled? So, yeah. All right. Going back to your original question, Frank the Stallion. It is CartoonRewind.com is the new home of all your toy needs, as long as it's not anything related to Barbie or Sesame Street, because we already know the toy guru is not a fan of Sesame Street. They didn't show it in Spanish, that's why.
That's the reason why?
Yeah. So, yeah, Cartoon Rewind. We have right now, it's a soft launch. Hopefully, by the time you're hearing this, we've expanded to a lot more toys. But right now, it's a soft launch. But if you're looking for that hard collectible, things from your childhood, or any new exciting toys, check us out, CartoonRewind.com.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you, buddy. And, of course, D, how you doing today, bud?
I'm doing great.
Call him Bert.
I'm not Bert.
You're angry.
Not.
You sound angry like Bert.
I ain't like Bert because I'm not Bert.
Stand up. You bet you're just as tall as Bert, too.
No, I'm not. I'm taller than Bert.
He's also bad. He's also doesn't want to be Bert because Bert has a hand up his ass, and that's not the way Toy Guru.
But doesn't Ernie too?
Yes. Yeah, but I'm okay with it.
Oh, okay, gotcha. That's the difference. That's the difference, right, between the two. You're okay with that.
What are we watching today, kids?
There you go, buddy. Yeah, Rolly.
We are watching, I always call him Black Star. I mean, wait a minute, his name is Black Star. I always confuse him with Dundar. So, yeah, we're watching Black Star.
Hold on. Wait. How did you confuse a Native American semi-black guy for a blonde hair, blue eye, white guy?
Okay, well, because the names are very similar and I'm very simple-minded.
Yes. And I understand, my friend. And I understand.
There you go. There you go, Nabler.
And they're not that much. I mean, Nabler. It's like a lighter shade.
Lighter shade?
It's lighter shade. I don't think he's that dark.
Yes, he is.
And I didn't even know he was Native American, to be honest with you.
Well, here's what's interesting. They don't reference that at all in the series. But you can tell from the drawing that he's Native American, but they never mentioned anything about that in the series.
Okay, so are we sure? Okay, I got to look at it. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
We're watching episode one from season one. It's entitled City of Ancient Ones, which aired back in September 19th, 1981. So it would be, I can't do the math, but we're right around the anniversary, 9 days away from the anniversary, and I would say it's like, what, 40 years?
I was seven, so.
So what's that, puts it 50 years ago?
Really?
Again, I'm not good with math. I'm not good with math. So. 43, thank you. 43.
And like,
appreciate it. And it's like good when your number. It's good when your age is at a round number, right?
You get math easy.
And like I was telling Frankie in the pre-show, which is we should not record anymore. John Blackstar and Queen Marlena were astronauts in the NASA program at the same time. Mm-hmm. So theoretically, they knew each other. They're in the same universe. So when he blasted off, he went to his universe. When she blasted off, she went to Eternia.
Damn, freaking NASA sucks, bro. Sending people.
Oh, right.
And then a few years before that, they sent poor Buck Rogers out.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Buck Rogers was after that.
Because if you think about it. But
21st century. Yeah, 21st century. I think Buck Rogers technically was like in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
That he went off in the 90s. And then don't forget about Farscape. It's always damn NASA and these wormholes. But, all right. So, Dwayne, it feels like you know more about Black Star than I do, besides the fact he's Native American.
Technically, he's supposed to be black, but anyway, they technically didn't put his race, so
black. He could be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, black kids could say he's black and Native kids, whatever.
Hispanics can't claim him.
Yeah, they can. He has that
Black Star. His name is Black Star. Was Miguel, if his last name was like Sanchez, maybe, but not Black Star.
But he has that like you. This was based on. This was about 81. So, a lot of stuff came from Disney, such as the dwarfs.
Okay.
It's like seven dwarfs or something like that.
There are seven of them. Okay. Yeah. Are there seven in this cartoon?
Yes, I think it's nine, maybe. Maybe nine or seven of dwarf kind of people.
In Black Star?
Yes. Yes. And then you have the how He-Man's comic book.
The swords.
Swords split apart. One half a good, one half evil. That was taken from that to give to He-Man. So that's what that was one. And
thank you, Black Star.
And the three main characters, kind of like Thundar, one guy, one woman who does sorcery, and one animal kind of thing. But he's a shapeshifter. He can transform into any animal. So you can say Super Friends,
okay.
Yeah, Super Friends with the Wonder Twins. That went to influence that. That's about it.
Okay.
And Rowan, just to let you know, Buck Rogers.
1987.
Buck Rogers, the one that we grew up with. D grew up with in the 30s. 87. Here it ran for two seasons.
Fuck you.
Between September 1979 to April 1981, buddy.
Yes, but. The series took place
1984.
When huh?
Yeah, you were going to say 87.
87. When Ranger 3 took off was 1987, May of 1987.
Yeah. Okay.
So technically, it started that year, but it took place in the future, which is 1987. And then he goes in the whole freeze thing, and he comes out in 2491.
That's right. He spins around, right?
He spins around and then gets defrosted. Bro, that was a good TV show. That helped
it
me.
Was.
That helped,
it was.
That helped move forward my puberty in a couple of years.
You saw
how they were dressed in there?
I definitely watched that show, bro.
Linda Gray? Was it Linda Gray?
Linda Gray, yes.
Okay, that's Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman's sister.
She was beautiful.
And then Erin Gray. And then Jill Gerard. Gerard.
You know, you remember we were on the same bus with him at Comic-Con.
With both of them. Oh, they were both there. Yeah, they were both on the same bus. Yes, I was gonna say. I was gonna say that we remember when we met them on the bus. They were old, but now they're super old.
Everybody gets old.
Yeah, but he's super old.
Except for me.
He is 81. He is 81 years old, and she is 74. Now she looks great for 74. He has unfortunately hit a wall.
Hit a wall. He hit the wall a long time ago while we were on that bus.
Yeah, he did look old when we were on that bus. All right. So I think we got caught up on our listeners. Listen, got a good update on Black Star.
I think so.
And now I'm eager to meet the gentleman. And I just see that He-Man stole his gauntlets.
Yes.
From Black Star.
This was before He-Man. So.
I know. He stole it.
Oh, He-Man.
It is more white man appropriation, stealing from the colored person.
But again, this is Filmation. Filmation always reuse cells.
That's right.
You can see.
They did Freedom Force, Tarzan, and the Super 7.
You can see the same swimming cell, running cell, jumping cell, swinging the rope cell. On all those cartoons.
Well, why reinvent the wheel if you don't need to?
That's true. Who did Thundar? What company?
Hanna-Barbera, is that?
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It reminds me of Star Trek, the animated. They just use the same five cells.
So make sure that.
Yeah, it's the same five cells. They just either colored it to a different shirt, or they flip it. It's pretty bad. And they don't even move. It's just a lot of facial expressions like this. So you don't see it. They don't have to pay. Everybody's so shocked.
Oh.
So they don't have. They just put the hand in the face. They don't have to do like voice moving.
That's it.
Like, oh my God, I'm so shocked. Saved $100 right there.
That's
back
it.
Back then, that was a lot of money. All right, let's get this party started.
All right, so you guys ready?
I am.
All right, so let's make it happen, Captain. Let's hit play.
So, oh look, the seven dwarfs.
Oh, look at the dwarfs. All right.
You have Bucky, Flappy,
Bucktooth, Hattie.
Yeah.
Goatee.
Big Beard.
And Babyface. And look, it's Galactus.
By the power of Brave Star.
Oh,
wrong cartoon.
Oh, sorry.
And the Star Sword.
Oh, he's an elf. He looks like an elf. The one that changes?
Weird ears. They just give him weird ears. Black Star. Come on, Black Star's face looks just like He-Man.
No, it doesn't.
Bro, with the eyebrow up and everything.
Thank
like
you. It does.
He looks like Brave Star.
Oh, for you, all Native Americans look alike.
Yes.
A little racist. It's a little
I'm
racist,
not a racist.
It's a little racist of you.
I'm not.
So, and it's Castle Grayskull. I keep on watching the wrong cartoon, huh?
Snake Mountain.
Snake Mountain. Oh, this is a bad guy's place. Got it. Okay. The bad guy's a little horny, I see.
Look, it's Tila. Did you notice?
This is a statue of her, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Tila, and who's in the ice?
That's Tila? Isis.
No, some chick.
Her name is Isis?
No, there was a...
I was going to say, that would be pretty ironic. She's in ice. Oh, look at the panthers. Oh, they're not panthers.
They're apes. They're
one
apes.
Horned.
Look at them.
One horned.
One
horned.
Like
black eyes.
Yeah. They got one horn.
Oh, they're the same monsters from the movie It's a Time Machine. The ones that live on the ground.
Oh, those are humans.
Yes.
But whatever. How did the ice didn't melt the whole time? It didn't look like it was a refrigerated room.
No, because the sword was so bright.
Oh.
Ooh, wax on, wax off.
That's how you get the lady. That's how you get the ladies to come with you. You just wax on, wax off. Oh, her ring is powerful. But not powerful for the second half of the sword. She got really big eyes.
And she has no pupils, man.
Yeah, she's like all pure dilation.
Bro,
she must be
on
so much drugs.
Wow.
Yeah, she's
on to
something.
Wow.
She,
Jesus.
No wonder she came up so quick. She was now hit his eyes with her eyes. Look at me. Oh, wait. 3 stars. Don't hit us with 1 star. Don't hit us with 2 stars.
2 stars. 3 stars. Definitely not no 3 stars.
Because that's what she has in her eyes. 3 stars. What's a bad guy's name here?
Damn it.
Overlord?
Yep.
Yes.
It's very creative. It's very creative.
Early 80s.
What's a good guy's name? Hero?
Max Dawn.
What's going on here?
And there's mustache.
And is he just there entertaining them? Is that what he's doing?
Apparently.
Like, look at me. I can turn into a bird. Now I can turn into a different kind of bird. And look, for my final trick, I'm going to turn into a bird.
And look, I'm going to show you how to make math.
That's probably why her eyes are so big.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a lot of green smoke. So I think that's a little marijuana there, a little Mary Jane.
Liquid form.
Wait, it's making meth? Am I watching a cartoon version of Breaking Bad?
I think we are, dude.
And then he's going to snort it. He put the horn in there. It's starting to smoke.
That's a unicorn's horn, I think.
Shit. Papa Smurf is mad.
Uh-oh.
So for our listeners, they look like little dwarves, and they all look like Papa Smurf. So there's no origin story. Her head is round. There's no origin story here, just straight.
Yeah.
I was hoping for the origin story, man.
Yeah. No, they didn't have time for that. They let you know in the introduction.
The intro? Yep. Yeah.
That's it.
That's all you get.
Yeah, he crash landed, got hurt, they saved him, now he's their protector. End of the story.
And this guy feels very comfortable with just a loincloth.
Yes.
Like I don't care. I'm from a civilized world. I wear pants.
But I don't have to wear pants. I'm Native American.
Oh, so that's why.
Yep.
And how does his sword stay back there? It's a lot of questions.
And why does it look like he's high? See? They were making meth.
I believe you. Believe you now. Is that her sister? Dwayne?
No.
No, it's Amber, the sorceress.
Oh. And you see the bad guy? He has like arrow up, arrow down. That's how he takes off his clothes. Arrow down. This is what happens when Barney, he's purple. So this is Barney after been in the streets too long.
Is that a sled?
I don't know. It flies. She flies. My dear, no. Do not go with them. Don't let temptation take
Look
over.
Look at my purple face.
She's blue.
Don't listen to her. You are prettier. She meant nothing to me. Go away. You skank.
It was an accident. I fell.
Yes. It was the tequila. It was the tequila talking. And now he just blew away all the little dwarfs.
And they're still in the exact same spot with the same look on the face.
Did he just blow away all the other? Oh, that's a... like.
He did, but he's going to stop it with a sword.
He did stop it with a sword.
He reflected
it. What's wrong with her? Oh.
And look at her hand. Ooh.
You know what she says, right? Grab my strong hand. She's like, grab my strong hand. Wayne, that joke, come on. That was a good joke.
Was it?
From Scary Movie?
I was thinking, bro, I don't care how good looking you are, man. If your hand looks like that, I don't want it touching me.
Yes. Thank you. Imagine looking at that. Well, you know.
No, man.
It's like, grandma, stop it.
Now they're stuck in the ring.
Who are stuck in the ring? Oh, these guys?
Yeah.
So you know how normally in the 80s, they always have that one goofball, Orko, Toby,
it's gonna be
from Mask? This one has nine of them. This one has nine of them.
Why is he so racist? I don't understand. Why?
You're the one who said that all Native Americans look alike.
Exactly. You're the racist one. And look, it's the Rock Lords from Gobots. Did you notice?
You notice that everything has sharp teeth here, too? Like, everything's
so,
like out the
so, teeth. Okay, so that wasn't just me then, right?
No.
Okay. But I like that dragon horse.
And you can find it in an episode of Masters of the Universe. Same looking one, same, does the same tricks.
Really?
Yes.
Nice polluting.
So why is he talking Native American? Black Star. Following us.
That's his name. What do you mean?
No, the bad guy.
Yeah, the bad guy.
Right? That's what you're talking about? No, the way he talks. He's saying the black, the overlord talks Native American.
Oh, he doesn't.
To Dwayne and to Frank, it does.
See that?
So, guys, this is why you don't pollute.
The bad guy does look cool, though.
I don't have a problem with the. I don't have a problem with the. Wait, the black guy? I didn't see a black guy.
No, the bad guy.
Oh, the bad guy.
Overlord.
Okay.
You know, there was barely any black guys in cartoons. Not until G.I. Joe or Transformers with Jazz.
No, they have others.
Hey, man, she's ugly.
Wow, really?
Her head is oddly shaped.
Yeah. I love her outfit, though.
You're judging a cartoon character, really? That's what we're doing?
Yes, we are. We do
I'm
it all
digging
time.
The outfit, but, man, she just looks strong. Look at that.
Her head is just, it's the helmet. Giving an oval head, and it's throwing me off. He-Man.
Oh, my God, look at me.
Yeah. And this is the slowest moving hover device. It's so slow that the guy's reading. And she's like, oh my God, I forgot. I left the oven on. He's like, it's okay. Come, look at my eyes. Forget that you left the oven on.
It's slow and the most lamest looking
yes.
flying machine ever.
Now she's looking at her hand. She's like, I need to moisturize. Look at that. It even has hair on it.
I don't see any hair on it. That's a oh, there it is. Oh. Yeah, don't touch me.
Horrible.
Don't touch me.
You two are horrible.
And the Rock Lord is following him. Oh man, what's gonna happen here? They do look like the Seven Dwarfs.
And this one doesn't talk. He just whistles.
Yes.
Yeah, but look at his whistle. Wait until look and see what his whistle does.
Oh, damn.
It does nothing. It does absolutely nothing.
What are you talking about? Kill the Rock Lord.
Yeah, man. He just got crumbled into rocks.
And we're like, yay. You saved us.
Murderer.
That's true.
Oh my God, D, you know who the shifter reminds me of?
The guy from The Lord of the Rings?
No. Besides that, Gargoyles. Worf.
Oh, this
plays him.
Worf?
Worf?
Worf from Star Trek.
Oh, he said it. I just want to repeat him. I don't know the characters.
The one that was half machine. Half gargoyle. And they had the two people inside of him. What's his name?
Half and half?
No, not half.
Stupid.
Great name is half and half. Wait, which is the front and which is the back of this freaking sled?
I have no idea. I'm assuming the one that is the one with the mouth, that's the front.
Oh, well, it's usually how I tell things apart anyway. The mouth is using the front and the other hole is the back. Well, he just wanted her for the treasure.
Yeah.
Oh, he found something. Oh,
did you notice that looked like the cat's lair, right?
Oh, it did. That's right. Just stealing from... Everybody stole from this
Cold Stone.
Cold Stone.
Cold
there
Stone?
You go, buddy. There
like the
go.
Ice cream place?
Yes.
Like the ice cream place, right. Yes.
Oh, did not know that.
No, it's not yours.
Everybody has one horn.
No, this man has multiple horns, I think. Yeah.
No, he has one horn.
Well, horn is a thing, apparently, on this planet.
I know. You get to, he has three horns. You can tell how strong you are by the number of horns you have.
Exactly.
The bad guy has four horns. So you know he's popular. That reminds me of Futurama, when they're trying to get the horns of the guys. And it's all their penises. Human horn.
Ron.
So they can snort it. They need to snort the human, grind it up.
You want to do couscous?
No, I would do couscous.
So this is his flying horse dragon thing, right?
That's flying dragon, yes.
What's his name? Oh, this guy walks out weird.
Shoots fire.
He has a name.
Yeah, he does.
And he shoots fire?
Yep.
Okay.
We'll call him Flamey.
No.
Let me see. His dragon's Warlock.
Yes, Warlock is his name.
Yeah.
Oh, Warlock's his name?
Yes. Dragon Warlock, Clone the Shapeshifter, Storm the Amazon, and Mara the Sorceress.
Here it just says, Warlock. A dragon horse. Okay.
Yeah. The dragon.
Horse.
Dragon.
It's funny how the shapeshifter's name is Clone. K-L-O-N-E.
Clone.
Is that Clone?
Yeah.
So does Black Star have super strength?
Yes.
Sword gave it to him?
The sword
gave it to him?
And the sword and the planet.
The planet gives him super strength.
Yeah.
Oh, like John Carter, the movie. Okay.
Oh, because from Mars.
The ring broke.
Get out of here. He's like, I don't need you anymore, woman. Always nagging me.
Oh, that's right. They were stuck in the ring.
Yeah.
I
forgot about that.
Where you've been for the past 15 minutes?
Oh, those characters are just not that important, dude. I want to see Black Star. Let's go, man. For the power of Black Star.
Doesn't happen.
Black Star.
And there you go.
Why don't you stab him with a sword? I'm just going to go on a limb here, you know? Maybe use the sword a little better.
Nope.
Well, why when I can shoot?
Look how fast those guys run. So what happens if you combine the two swords?
Becomes the power sword.
And that's the most powerful sword in the universe?
Yep, just like He-Man and Skeletor. They combine the
swords. Which is more powerful? He-Man's sword? He-Man's power sword?
I would say He-Man, because it was made in 1983. This was made in 1981.
So, because it's
time.
Later,
time.
Technology's advanced. Yes. Gotcha. All right. It makes sense. Like, want to argue. It's not the fact that you prefer He-Man over Black Star.
No. I don't think it has anything to do with that.
No. Oh, he has five horns, by the way. Overlord has five horns. I forgot.
And that spell of running was done in Star Trek, Tarzan. Yep. Zorro, He-Man, She-Ra.
Yep, they just changed it a little bit.
There's a weakness right there. The back of the head. The jewel.
I'm just going to go to limb here. That is the worst place to put it. The worst place to put it, and by the way, this is the first time we see it. It wasn't there before. Did you notice a big, giant red jewel before?
I did not.
Yeah.
Murderer.
Then again, he was always strutting this way, so maybe we couldn't see it.
You know, when he was strutting that way, you could have listened to the Bee Gees strut song.
Murderer.
That's what I was hearing.
Yeah. Black Star. Every time the swords fly, I'm just going to say Black Star.
A slow getaway. Slow getaway.
Very slow getaway.
The guy left like 20 minutes before the battle battle finished.
Did you notice the curtain rod?
Yeah, I was gonna say he did a bad structure here. He doesn't have a door. It just has a curtain.
Bro, look, it's a curtain rod.
Time to go.
Oh, he can't get through the curtain.
Uh-oh, the swords are combining. Oh, no.
No, if they combine, I was going to say, that's when, like, peanut butter met chocolate.
Reese's.
Mm-hmm. Time to jump.
Oh, no. The scroll is lost forever. Damn you, bitch. I will kill you for this with my lightning sword.
I gotta go.
Oh no. And I still have 4 more payments on this. I haven't installed a door yet.
And this slow moving thing can't even accelerate.
Thank God. Here comes Warlock.
I cannot believe someone drew a freaking curtain rod.
The crazy thing, he can fly.
Blackstar?
Yep.
So, but I'm assuming Overlord is not dead, right?
Of course.
No, he can't die, man. He's the bad guy.
Kill him on the first. Kill him on the first episode. Who does that?
See?
Craziness.
Bring him back, but more powerful than ever.
Yeah, she needs cosmetic surgery on that hand first, though.
She's never going to get a man like that. She put a glove on. Can't tell the difference with a glove.
So everyone's laughing. Got it.
And he got stuck in a ring, man.
That was the ring that broke, man.
Oh. But he was stuck in a ring.
Uh-huh. And that is it.
That was Black Star, buddy.
Not as black or a star. Not much of a blackness or a star I wasn't expecting. It was what it was. All right, let's do the fun part. Before we do a review, Dwayne, do you know, you're as a toy guru, is there any toys of Black Star? Were there any released back in the original?
Yes, they were made by Galoo, the same company that made Thundercat. They had the
So there was toys.
Yeah, there were they had the flint feature where you just a star like a lighter, and it sparked and it lit up. Hold on, let's see. Let me see if I can find it.
Well, be careful when you type in Black Star. You get you better. Better put in cartoon in that one.
Sure. Sure enough, they did.
Yeah. And this aired. We only have 13 episodes of Black Star.
Mm-hmm.
Aired originally on CBS.
It's only once a week.
Yes.
And did you know that Black Star had a spaceship toy?
Yes.
I did not.
Yeah, me either.
And here is the commercial.
Let me see. I'm eager to see this. 84?
Yeah.
They made toys that long?
Yes, they did.
It's new for your kids.
Laser light. It's Black Star.
Defender of Bright.
The evil overlord.
Laser light.
The ice castle is a mysterious place. He might meet the Lavalon face to face.
Laser light. It's Black Star.
From Galoo.
Don't forget, each is sold separately.
And Galoo was.
It's new.
Galoo was the same company that made Thundercats. Like when you put the light on the eyes lit up. It was the same kind of thing. But like, yeah, this
I like how they do laser lights. It was just a spark thing, right?
Yeah.
It was a spark.
Like spark. What was inside a lighter?
Yeah. Lighter, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was the 80s, so you probably could have lit it up. It could have lit up the kid's cigarettes, too.
Mom's a cigarette. Here you go.
It's okay. Bright Black Star lighter for you, Mom.
Pretty much.
Thank you, son. Here, you can have your own cigarette. All right, we have how many do we have?
Three.
No, just kidding. I was just kidding. We have 3. 15. No, we are way too simple to give me 15. Definitely, I am too simple to be giving me 15 different ratings. We have 3 ratings. Let's start off with fast forward. So mm-hmm. our rating of fast forward at it represents a liking in the cartoon that you saw. Doesn't necessarily mean it was a great cartoon or your favorite or that you'll watch again, but it means that it enticed you. The cartoon enticed you enough that you were willing to watch some more. Then that's a fast forward. We have a rewind. Now, this rewind, we use this hopefully for the best cartoons that are out there. Mm-hmm. Hint, G.I. Joe, Gem. Things like that. Gem. Just going to say that again. Waiting for Frank to shake his head. There it is. All right. So a rewind. If you give a cartoon a rewind, that means that you love the episode. You will rewatch that episode and you love the whole series in general. And then the final one is the dreaded eject. Yes. And that is a cartoon that did not pique your interest at all. And you either hated it, you want to burn it, you want to toss it out the window and forget it ever existed, which is a little aggressive, but yes.
Just a little bit, buddy. Just a little bit.
That's what an eject is, yes. Mm-hmm. And those are our 3 ratings.
All right. So, D, you want to go first?
For me, it's a rewind because I thought, originally, when I saw the title, I thought it would be an eject for me because of it. I thought it wouldn't hold up, but watching it while you two trashed it like hell brought back good memories of the TV show, of the when I saw it in 81. We probably saw it, probably not 81, we probably saw it in 82 because I was still in the island, so we probably got it later. And it brought back good memories. So, yeah, this is a rewind for me.
All right. Rolly?
I'm going to give it fast forward.
A fast forward, okay.
I'm going to give it a fast forward. Barely, though. Like, my finger is on the eject button, but no. But luckily, my trash talking was so good that it makes me want to watch it again. I'll watch another episode. Again, it's very, obviously, very Tarzan's Zorro, very He-Man vibes to it. So, kind of like that.
For me, I am going to give it an eject. I didn't hate it. However, I would not watch another episode again. I don't remember Black Star that much. But I started remembering a little bit.
And probably that's why.
Yeah, I just didn't. It just really didn't catch me at all. So for me, it would be an eject. But I don't hate the series. I just wouldn't watch it again.
I hate it. I hate it just enough not to watch it again. I don't hate it. I just hate it enough not to watch it again.
Like Jen. This was better than Gem.
Damn it. Still, really? I can't believe that. Yes. It doesn't make any sense.
This was 10 times better than Gem. Like, I would agree with that. If I had to watch both of them, I would watch Black Star again.
I would co-sign that. It is better than Gem.
Thank you.
But Gem is not that bad, though.
You've seen multiple episodes of both series.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I would agree that it's better than Gem, but his better than Gem and my better than Gem are two different.
All right, you ready, Rolly?
Yes.
And that's a wrap for our show for today.
Point made.
Horrible. horrible.
Everyone from all of us at Cartoon Rewind, we want to give you a huge thank you for tuning in. Remember to show us some love with a like, hit that subscribe button, and stay connected with us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast. Basically anywhere where you find your podcast, we will be there. And don't forget about our new home too, which is cartoonrewind.com. All right. Don't forget to catch us on, I always do the catch up part. I don't know why. On Instagram or TikTok for even more cartoon clips that I'm the one that uploads. Just remember that. All right. So give me them likes. All right. So until next time, stay tuned, my fellow cartoon addicts. Peace.